dun 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 dun
dun dun
Are you calling Mark?
You're not Mark, are you?
Hello?
What's your name?
Leon.
Okay.
Hey, Leon.
You got any questions for Ion? No, you don't have any questions, right?
He may.
I doubt it.
What about this Bible?
What's this King of Leon? Is that you, Leon? Calling yourself King of King Leon?
King of Leon. It's Leon. A band.
It's pronounced Leon. Yes.
Leon.
Okay.
Leon.
You got any questions, Leon. Brian? No. You don't. Neither is there.
16
Why did you put your hand
acid,
up three times?
Three
Why did you wave three times, Leon?
And bicarbonate of soda mixed in a nice glass of juice. We'll fix it right up.
Leon, why did
you
wave three times?
I'm pretty sure I waved one time. But if it comes up three times.
Well, do you have a question?
We have your penis. Let's fuck. Come on.
All right.
Why did you wave one?
Well, I was just in case. I can get on. I'll get on and ask questions.
Okay, now you're on. You got a question?
You know, I'm kind of blank right now.
Okay. We're going to move on.
Go ahead.
Okay, Jermaine.
Yesterday, goodbye.
Hi,
go ahead,
on.
Jermaine.
Smoking marijuana.
Hey, darling. How are you today?
I'm good. Just having coffee right now and listening to you guys.
That's nice.
I have a question about the heart. You know how we've been talking about the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart, and it has nothing to do with everybody thinking the heart is what it is. So no wonder the heart symbol, like, you know, the emoji heart symbols, all the heart symbols, they're completely different than the heart. So.
Yep.
What does the heart symbol represent?
Oh, the shape, high and tight. For male and female, high and tight.
Does it represent both parts of male and female? That's why half and
men,
they look exactly
men
the same.
And women. Men and women have nipples. They just don't do men any good. They have nipples. Okay. Sometimes they're sensitive, too.
And where did that symbol come from?
Erogenous. From the erogenous position that connects the body to the connective reflexes through the chakras.
Oh. So it's the representation of the heart through the chakras?
It's all energy-based. That's what we've been saying all along. And as a God, you have unlimited power, unlimited energy, unlimited everything. And we're trying to convince you to that end. We would like to say we're doing a good job, but we wish we were doing a better job. Wish we were there. Wish you. Oh, you're so sweet.
Oh, I had my experience of going to the Damascus Road.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. So when you told me to do the symbol on the mirror, I had already done that, and then I experienced that experience, and I went through a school, and the desk was the portal that took me to the Damascus Road.
And it took you right, and then you ended up right back at the very mirror, not the same mirror, but right back to that mirror, to that same symbol, didn't it?
That's
how you got to Cartago.
I can do the same thing getting there, doing that?
You did the last two times, yes. Yes.
This is fun.
See, this is what we've been saying all along, and you never pushed against it. But now, push against it and see what happened. Push against it and see what happened. Go with it, and it's euphoric. It becomes more and more and more wonderful.
I know. I'm having so much fun because I paid attention to, and I'm aware of things, so now I know what I'm doing.
Now you have no, now you have no limitation. Now that Hermé scarf doesn't mean what it used to, when you can have all of Hermé. Makes a difference now, doesn't it, darling?
Yes, like I don't care about that scarf at all anymore.
And that
Who
used
cares?
To be the bomb. It used to be the bomb, didn't it?
Yeah. And then, oh my God, how amazing was it how you two told us the Jack the whole frog story. When I went back to hear it, it was like, it just, no wonder you kept on saying froggy, froggy, froggy. That was really cool for me, that whole experience. Mm-hmm. I think I enjoyed it more than anybody else, knowing where
froggy.
It came from.
Froggy.
Froggy, that's froggy right there. And I've been saving all my nails in a bottle for all my grimoires. So I just
Good.
Wanted to tell you that. And then I did another one. It was super cool, again, with the sew needle pulling thread. That one was really cool, too. So, I mean, I'm just having a lot of fun. Like, now that I'm experiencing
Find
everything.
Find a bone button. Find
bone
a bone
button.
Button.
I'll definitely do that. And I cooked yesterday with rosemary and cardamom last night.
Excellent.
And it was delicious. And I'm stocking up on all my ingredients, condiments, everything. I have a destination.
That's so what you're going to use? Well, you're not cooking food, darling. You're building your grimoire. You must
yes.
have everything mise en place. And so you got to have some eye of newt. You got to have some wormwood and some gall. You have to have some frankincense. Make sure it's the silver. It's the best. Get some myrrh. Mm-hmm. Well, here's one thing that you're going to use for the second thing you do is pure oregano oil. Don't eat it. It's too much. Oh, my God. It's way too much. But you're going to need it. And also, you're
okay.
going to, with some of the crowd that you've drawn, you're going to need some oil of mistletoe. Oil of mistletoe. We have some things to do. So make don't tunk a little poison. Get this stuff and just set it aside. You ain't got to do nothing. Just get it ready. Because in the time
okay.
of trouble, you're going to need sustaining. And don't come crying if you ain't been told and no didn't do what you're supposed to do. You've been told,
okay.
so get it right. Then you don't need 100 gallons of it. You just need very small amounts. It's all fine. It's all in perspective. But if you're
okay.
going to get it right, you got to get it right.
So basically stock up with these things and have them ready. With the things you're telling me.
Yes,
okay.
that's correct.
Perfect. And then I have one question about you said when you do grimoires that you should know that there's a balance to it. If there's a value, there's a cost. And then watching Charmed, like some of them can't do certain things for your own gain, but does that apply? Is that what you mean? If there's a value, there's a cost?
You want to make it have value. You want to make it to have value. To be of value.
Okay.
So that's what you're attaching
okay,
it
okay,
to,
okay.
is the value.
Okay.
So ain't no trouble.
And then I read Leviticus 8, and I went over it. And so that did help me understand, too, because you said what you don't know is yet is that if it has a value, it has a cost. And you said Leviticus 8. And that helped with the other grimoire when it explained everything about the wardrobe, the gold thread that they use, how they prepare for that type of, do you call it a ceremony? Or, you know what I mean?
No, we
so
don't
that
like, yeah, that's like pomp and circumstantial. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that was cool, so thank you. Yeah, I just basically want to thank you because I'm having a lot of fun and I'm getting all this stuff, so it's pretty cool. I'm in here cooking the grimoires.
Okay,
and
thanks a lot, Jermaine.
Thank you. Jack's here.
Wait, get them clothes off.
He's halfway there. There you go.
Hello?
Okay, wait a minute. We'll come back to you, okay? We have to go to Eliza.
He's just now naked.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk to Eliza for a while, then we'll come back to Jack.
Okay, Jack, play with yourself till we get back. We'll play with you in a minute.
Okay. Go ahead, Eliza.
Hey, Ion.
Hey, honey.
I'm going to begin my questions with the magicians.
Okay.
They had a lot of sayings that reminded me of the things that you say, quite a lot of Ionic things.
Yeah, he got it from us.
Yeah, I didn't write all of them down, but just them. One of the things that Alice said was that she holds back a lot from showing her true powers, and that sounds familiar. Mm-hmm. Is that something usual with people who are sending?
Yep.
And the movements from the OA and the magicians seem to be very similar, like with the hand movements and all.
They are. All the same.
They're two different shows. How do they work on having similar movements?
We linked them all together. They do the same thing in the way they handle themselves in the guards in Versailles. They made the exact same movements and same signals there. They did it in Fringe. They've done it all the way through.
In one of the episodes, the sex therapist says that in order for them to save their friend Penny, they have to gather a few ingredients and then climax together in order for the spell to work. And that's one of the things that you say, arousal, creation begins at arousal. So two people climaxing together, I guess, is better than one, and that whatever they're trying to create gets created.
It does. Now, nothing is nothing. We don't care. Nothing is always good. But if you nut together, that's even better. That's the ultimate. It's connection to connect. Because then you have to get to that point.
Another thing that the Spanish guy said when he was talking to Julia, he said, you can't unring a bell. That's like when you say, once you're here, there's no turning back.
That's correct.
And in triples, what's her name? Alice was drinking from the bottle because she was upset of Quentin having a threesome. Penny asked her what was the drink called, and she said triple sec. So that referred to the triple sex. That was funny.
It's like buttery nipples and sex on the beach. It's a good shot.
Now, something very clever that popped out to me was when Dean Fogg says Eliza gets out of the way, and this is when he's talking to Quentin about finding answers and solution as what to do about the beast from Fillory. And a week before that, I had told you that, you know, I'm out of the way because you, Ion, said that you were going to, you know, take care of it. So I was taking myself out of the way. And in that show, he specifically said,
that's right, to remind you, because you at that point are trying to take things back up, because you know how you do. You do it, and you're gone, and then you come back to it, and you're back in the soup of it, and then you get yourself sideways, and you start screaming for us, and then we come do it again. And then we loop this in a Groundhog Day experience over and over and over until we get over it. So we're doing good. It's much better now. You're starting to remember.
Yeah, even in the Fringe, there are certain words that I made up, so it couldn't have been out there because I made them up. And you had them as titles and characters in the Fringe, and I knew you were talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like certain names that I put together? That was pretty cool, too.
We absolutely do.
When they go into Fillory, the air is 0.2% opium.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't have a problem with it. Carolyn would make it be lithium, but I don't know if that's going to work out or not. But it's all good. It is. It's very refreshing.
Is there any connection between Fillory and Hillary?
Zero.
So moving on. A few things that you were saying about the soul, the essence soul is not as important as staying in the physical. when you say staying in the physical, can you clarify what you mean by that?
The only way you can stay in the physical is to ascend. The world, you know it, the land that is fairer than day, and by faith you can see it afar, will be so that little men cannot live here. That's the Armageddon portion of the program. That's where you are consumed as in a fire. But if you're God, then you're not, and you don't, and you're good. But you got to get there till you get there. You getting there?
Yeah, definitely. But the physical, I thought, was your Mitzvah body, but it's not your Mitzvah body or chemical body. Then what does it entail? Is it your environment?
Mm-mm. Is it live or Memorex?
Is anyone from the 418 group taking the complement formula?
Yes, they are.
They go to rnareset.com and they order the formula?
None of your business.
Yeah, I don't care about that. The separate... I asked Bob this question too.
The cephalopods, they're normally in Manhattan, mostly.
No, I was going to ask, the separate Bobs or JWs, did they all, or do some of them look alike, or some do and some don't?
No, we said the cephalopods live in New York, mostly.
What are the cephalopods?
They can also take on images of people as well.
Let me quickly look that up. Cephalopods. So these creatures take on different shapes, like different human shapes?
Do. When you say human shapes, what is your human shape? You're not two of you alike, so you say. What a glib, clicheable archetype. You're saying, is it like humans? That all humans are alike? Not one of you are alike. Even your twins aren't exactly the same. Close. But one can get a haircut. They both have to get a haircut then, right?
But generally speaking, humans have two arms, leg, body, head. And these creatures are far from it.
So do gods.
If I have other bodies, are any of them ascended?
All of them are ascended. You just don't know it yet.
Do they work together or know each other?
They normally make the questions that get you out of the doldrums when you're trying to kill yourself. And we say, don't do it, don't do it. Come on, come on, embrace it, embrace it. And then you say, okay, and then you have a good day. Then they're agreeing. And then they say, and you, then little you in the labyrinth of your mind, fight every one of them, tooth and hammer nail. And then you realize, and they say, darling, darling, there's always relief. There's always relief when you stop hitting yourself in the head with a hammer.
How do some people get multiple bodies? Because you
11.
Did say not 11. Because you did say that not everyone has.
Stranger Things. Stranger Things 11.
Is it accurate to say that many people on Earth come from different places or worlds, and some were not human in those places?
Yes. You don't remember human. You can't give us a definition of what human is, and every one of you is different. So, generality, so if someone has an arm lopped off, are they no longer human? See? Kind of the rub, huh? But don't worry. Don't worry, when you get your bonding just right, that's when it's going to start. And you get your osmium levels just exactly right in your meat sack body, that's when you chop off an arm, you can grow yourself another. And won't that be cool? But you got to get the Cheerios, got to get the little C's right. And then C's got to connect up. They got to have the C's. They got to have enough electrons to bond each one of those carbons to your super sugar. We sure am good.
When you say have to get your C's right, do you mean vitamin C?
No, carbon. C, the element
carbon.
It's like Chile is burning. It's burning, darling. It's burning.
Okay.
It's been earthquaked out. There's no good salsa that comes out of there anymore. So burn, motherfucker. Let the motherfucker burn. The roof. The roof is on fire.
The roof is on fire.
That's so much fun. Is that from Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, the winds are blowing, aren't they? Yeah. Did you see where President Trump canceled global warming today? He signed a piece of paper and they enacted it. So now there's no more global warming. Bam, just like that. One fucking piece of paper and it's all gone. Isn't that great? Look at all the travail he'd have saved if he'd have done this years and years and years ago. Poor Al Gore.
Oh, God, Al Gore was on some little trip of his.
Yeah, he was Tipper's glean.
Ian, would you be able to say how much percentage of the wombs have been closed?
A little more than half. A little more than half. And then once the die-off, you're going to have a little increase because they're trying to balance stasis. These bodies always balance. Because you can have asexual reproduction, too. That's as possible as well, since you got the LGBTQ, ABCD, LMNOPQRSTUV crowd now. You can have asexual reproduction, so people can be an autosexual. And then you can be an autophobic. Then you can be afraid to have sex with yourself. Then you can have, is that like the deplorables, hemophobe and a lotiphobe and a bodiphobe and a bootyphobe and a oh, what about a phobe? Oh, and then xenophobia, that's being afraid of being afraid, isn't it? And an agoraphobic, a lot of phobes, and then probing phobes.
Ian, not so many moons ago, I was noticing an unusual high rate of women getting pregnant.
Yeah, that's what we're just talking about.
But lady, it's sort of slowed down, thank God.
Uh-huh. It's balancing the stasis, so then there's no reason to. Because see, once people stop dying, then there's no reason to have babies. Do you see? The only reason you have birth is because you made death. If you get rid of death, then there's no birth. It's segue. Yeah. It's how you have the segue position of I'm eternal, but I started here and I'm ending here. Well, what the fuck is eternal about that? That's just a heat. That's just a relay race. That's
good.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You've said not everyone has a soul. So who are those that do not have a soul?
Oh, and tell Cha that works real good, too. If she's going to be licking things of hemlock, it's good. It absorbs it. The charcoal.
I've heard of charcoal toothpaste. Is that good for does that really work?
Good Lord, no. No. Get the Optic White. The Optic White's good. It's got plastic in it. It makes your teeth white. It's very good.
Okay, as long as it doesn't have any fluoride.
Right. Well, who cares about that? You can eat. Make sure you get some with thimerosal in it. It's a preservative. It's mercury. That'll get your teeth shiny white, too, and a little arsenic, too. You got to get over this bias shit, darling. Get over all that crap. It doesn't matter. It doesn't. The only reason it hurts you is because you gave it power. We're not warring you. We've just never kind of got you together. So don't worry about what all is not. Forget all that. Forget it. Start living.
Okay.
Because otherwise, Michael Martin Murphy, what's forever for?
Ian, you compared a soul to a pillow as not being very important. So can someone exist without having a soul?
Yes, they do now. They didn't. They used to couldn't, but they can now. You're getting into the last stages. See, now they've unlocked CERN, Bob, and his fucking cookie crumbs has actually opened hell and dumped all that on here. So there's tons of what you say, the walking dead, the walking around. They even made a show that became popular. Have you seen The Walking Dead? That's the most ridiculous, inappropriate, in every way show ever made. But now everybody's embracing zombie land. It's crazy. It's Meshuggah.
Who would be those that did not have a soul? Would they be ascended, or would they be on the ascension path, or would they...
Well, no. You have two levels. The only people, let's do it this way. It's easier to do it this way. No one has a soul unless you are a god who has separated yourself from your power, and you have to have someone to remember for you, a designated driver. So it's only little men who have souls. Nothing else needs it or has it or requires it. Is that easier that way?
Yeah. Thanks. And one last question. I'm referring to Reiner's experience last night. I've heard of other people also having similar experiences with tall, long, ethereal beings that, like, were light practically, and they were beautiful. Was that being that Reiner had an experience with, was she ascended?
Close, yeah.
Well, thank you, Ayan. I have asked most of my questions.
Your questions were stacking up. There were so many. They were fast. They were over. You were all cross because you were having to wait. We were going to do rapid fire. We were going to get you all banged up. We were going to get you hot. We were going to make you nut a little bit. We were going to do that. We can do that. Don't you have about 100 questions you can pop off real fast? Bam, 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 bam. What do you think?
Well, I can ask you, what was Ion before Ion was Ion?
God.
Like the God that we're ascending to?
Uh-huh. Because you separated yourself from your power, which made us be. When you were one.
Does Ion watch over this whole universe or many multiverses?
And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence came they? Revelation 7:13. Thank you, Jean. That was the answer to the question. It's very good.
Ion, you've said you don't feel emotions. So how can you relate to someone, to people, to God, to those
we know
who do
you.
Feel emotions?
We know you. So we empathically can connect. Okay. So that's good. We don't have to have emotion to see your feel. The same way you don't have to, you can get up and go pee without turning the light on sometimes. You shouldn't be able to do that either, but yet you do.
Mm-hmm.
Same way.
Now that you can create now, do you ever want to feel, or feelings are not important?
We'll see. We'll see what you do with time, and then we'll let you know. Back to the flour mill, Pappy.
Is there anyone or any entity similar to you?
We are all that is.
So you're like what they call the source. You're the source. You represent all the...
We're the Schwartz. We're the Schwartz. May the Schwartz be with you. The Schwartz. Yeah. We're the Schwartz.
You're
that's
all,
right.
You represent all the universes or multiverses.
Okay.
And it's, there's just one
to the gods, to the gods that are worshipped. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Ion.
You're very
really
welcome,
good.
Darling. Okay, we've got Jack all erect now. Come on, Jack. Get in here. Let's see if we can get some goody out of you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Liza. Good questions.
It was very good.
Yeah,
you don't make her wait so long, Bob. She was getting all testy.
Yeah, I pat her on her head and say, good questions. Way to go, little girl. Okay, now you go over there.
She'll smote you.
Funny. So funny.
Tell him that dog will bite. That dog will bite you, Bob.
Ooh. Ooh. What was that, attempt at a bow wow? That was pretty feeble.
No, yeah. You said that dog will bite you, and I said ooh.
Ooh. No, he meant
okay.
He would bite
come
me.
Come on, Nick.
No, not bite you.
Yeah, come on.
Not going to bite
no,
you.
Right.
Bite
no,
you.
You would bite Bob. You would bite Bob.
Yeah.
Okay, Jack.
Yeah.
Come on, Jack. Yeah. Get it up, boy. Let's go.
Okay, where's Jack?
He's the one with the erection. One more over.
The Renner.
Saint
the Renner
Germain.
Game. Yes.
Saint Germain.
All right, Jack. Go ahead.
What's up, Ian? What's going on, brother?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Boy, you glad to see us this week, aren't you?
Yeah, man. It's always a pleasure to get on here and speak and learn.
Lord have mercy. All right, well, let's tear it up. Let's tear it up then. You beat your head off on the headboard. It's good.
Okay, so the first question is this. Last week, you said we can decreate and we could take something back to what it was. But if there's no such thing as time, how do we know what it was? So Like, when did it start?
When you bump into it. Well, the cycle, the circle cycle, you take seed, you put it in, it grows, it makes that plant. That plant bears that fruit. That fruit makes that seed, which goes into that ground, which makes that fruit. The circle, Groundhog Day, the cycle circle. So is it corn on the hoof, corn on the ground, or corn in the popcorn? Still all corn. So that's how you gauge the difference between the difference. So it's not about a timed element. It's not about that time. Mm-hmm. It's about a season. See, seasons have nothing to do with time.
Seasons have nothing to do
with
time.
That's a good question. Because, see, that's because what you're trying to do. Because, well, stop. They will, but that's not the point. They may not. Mm-hmm. You can stop if you don't plant the corn. It won't. Right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take the corn and leave it dry and put it in the pyramid, it'll sit for 1,000 years and it won't repeat itself. It stops right there.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why. That's how you prove. That's how you prove there's no time. Because if it every single time always came back to corn, then you could validate time. But you can stop it. Well, if you can stop it, then you can obfuscate. And if you can obfuscate, then it's not. And if it's not, it never was. So the, it is time or the ain't time. So is you is or is you ain't our constituency. If you're not, then you're not ever. And if you are, you always are, no matter what. It's like Jermaine. She's in it. She's in it to win it. You see? Pretty hot, though, isn't she?
And she's beautiful.
Yeah, she really is.
Nice.
You're lucky. Wait, that's not true. Oh. She drugged you into this, not the other way around, darling. So don't flip the script. It's okay.
Okay. I'm with
it. Ain't nobody here. Hey, you with it. You with it and are masterfully enjoying the benefits of your supplication.
Oh, yeah. I'm loving it.
Good
for like
you.
McDonald's.
Good
I'm loving it. What's that, Burger King?
You're loving it.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
I'm loving it. He wants a large diet for a dollar.
Okay, so I heard you just say just now that you were God before Ion. So I remember listening to the Revelations, and it's like talking about when Lucifer was an angel and everybody was up there. This is like my way I hear the story. Is this how it went? Like everybody was chilling in heaven. Y'all was just chilling out, and somebody goes, let me get a cheeseburger, and boom, a cheeseburger appears. Was that how powerful we are still now? But is that how it was back then?
Yeah,
you just be able to
that's how you get it now. That's how you get it now. Now you just look at your phone and say, get me a fucking Uber, and one shows up. Same thing.
It's very,
you're doing that same thing now. Give me a pizza. What do you want on it? I don't care. Bring me my usual. I ain't going to pay you to remember.
Yeah.
Bring me what I always have. Okay. Do you want, excuse me, big dick, do you want what you usually have? Oh, yes, please. Okay, then, bam, you're right. You don't even have to order. You don't even have to remember what your one was. He, Bob, walks in the damn Lapricks, and they got the shit almost ready when he walks in the door. It's always the same. He's crazily going to give them $20 for a little dab of ice cream and then throw the money, the difference, in the tip jar. He doesn't even know. And he's so happy he can't see straight. He didn't have to speak to anybody. He didn't have to talk to anybody. He can, but he certainly doesn't have to. They see him coming. They know his desire in, on his repose. So it's like that. Now he's got it where they'll bring the damn ice cream to him, which is really sad because he'll never leave the domicile then. It's getting more and more like Worcester. He won't leave his little hut.
Could just stay there.
Yeah, it's clean. It is clean though. Except for those doorknobs. They're not so clean. But up to the doorknobs.
Who are you talking about?
You.
Lapper's ice cream and your godly desires of creation.
Okay. I didn't catch
everything's
that.
About you. Everything. Send an email to yourself where Ion goes with the creativity of Bob. That's spelled capital B-O-B. So get that right now. There's a quiz.
Yeah, I get it.
Come on,
Big. The next question is, I know you always say you can eat whatever you want as long as you say it's good for you, it's good for you. But if your body reacts to it differently, how do you eat stuff?
Eat some more of it. That's how you do it. Let's say you had allergies. Let's say you're allergic to the pollen or this and the other. We'd say get naked just like you are. Get naked and go outside on the worst air, smog-laced, terrible, pollen-mated day and roll in it. It will make you sick as a fucking dog for 3 days. But once you get past that, you won't have any trouble with it. You'll assimilate to it. People have all these issues and the problems. Oh, I can't eat this. I have diverticulitis. I can't eat cornbread. I can't eat greens. I can't eat salad. I can't do this. Oh, that makes me sick. Oh, I'm sensitive. Oh, I can't do this. And then they spend their whole life looking at what they can't do. Then they fucking lose their mind. They get Alzheimer's and they can eat all that crap and it don't bother them at all. They don't have the sinuses. And that's the problem with Alzheimer's is they forget they're supposed to die. They don't remember they were supposed to die. So they live and hang on a long time, and all their maladies go away. It's pretty amazing.
Do we have the power to heal our body, with our own energy as a God? Can we just heal our own?
Yeah, you can just take a baseball bat and bash the fuck out of whatever's wrong with you. You don't heal every time. Be sure to get a Louisville Slugger.
Recently, I've been losing my wallet. I forgot my business checking password. I got checks sent to me. They were lost. Is that happening for me to just, to forget about money?
You're not here. You're not here. No, you're just not here. You're not there when those are. So you're separating yourself from those experiences.
Is there a reason why I'm separating myself?
Yeah, to find it. You're separating yourself to find yourself. Okay, Bob.
Yes,
hold on just a minute.
Your ass.
Bob, you had to play this song one more time, and then we'll come back and finish with Jack. It's important. You'll get it. You got it. You know which one it is.
No, I don't. What's the song?
The one from Versailles.
Well, this is the one that was played for Reiner.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay, pay very close attention to the words.
I got the words, but I don't understand.
Tell us.
I mean, it's sent. Sometimes I justify the words I spill, and then I don't really understand what it's. I get the lyrics, but it's not clicking to me right now. It's not.
How many more times?
How many more times of what?
Mm-hmm.
How many more times?
Did you say you said you got the lyrics?
I'm looking at the lyrics right now, trying to figure out. Trying to read through it and understand, but I'm not getting it right now. I could change the world, but if you let me, I can make another world for us. Let me suffer all for you, make this vision all brand new.
Let me show you one last time. Let me show you one last sign. You can find it. I can say that I can change the world. But if you let me, I can make another world for us. Let me suffer all for you. Make this vision all brand new. We can fight them, I can say, and I can say, win it all, come with me, and I will make my worst untold. Let me do this.
Let me do this.
See, that's your point. That's your saying. To rejoice, to revenge, to resolve, to be longed for.
Mm-hmm.
You're already those things. Otherwise, you wouldn't be here.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm here for all to see. In my bones, there's dignity.
Okay. Is it
mean okay?
Like
how you go from fucking nothing to okay? Wow, that's...
No, but,
boy, you are,
I'm
you
I'm
are a man's. You are a man's man.
Is it basically saying that I have the power to...
You have all along.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
Sometimes I justify the words I spill. Like secret angels, they test your will. Outside my troubles are but over. But in your eyes, the melody is frozen. That's you.
I get it. Because basically it's almost saying, like, I'm not saying I want to change the world, but I have my own vision. I've always had my vision to do my own shit, and I've always just let me do what I'm doing, and people will see what the whole thing was all along. Is that kind of, am I on the right path with that?
Simplicet cordis curthium ithium quorum inventior abdum quan non tilliant ifrim. The simplicity of heart, seek him. That he is found by them that tempt him not.
What does that mean in English? You just said that.
We just told you.
We just told you. Say it one more time.
The simplicity of heart seek him, that he is found by them that tempt him not.
Who is them?
That's your question.
Who is them in this line? Who are they referring to as them?
Them you embrace.
I don't want to hold up on this question. I'm going to sit back and listen to this over again until I can kind of fully understand it.
Until it thaws.
Yeah, let me let it thaw. It's a little frozen right now. I'm going to throw that shit out. Let it thaw a little bit.
End zone frozen. That's right. Good.
Okay. I got two more questions. Next one.
We have two also. Week.
You want to go first?
No, we'll be a gentleman like and let you have first shot at it. We get a reach around, though, for sure.
I appreciate that. Okay. So last Saturday you said I'm banging away and I don't even know what I'm banging at. What are you referring
to? This damn song.
All right, listen to that. And then last question is, what can you tell me about Wale?
Oh, lots. It's vast.
It's fast?
Vast, V-A-S-T. What's the noun? What's the noun?
Wale is the, that is the noun. It's a person.
Who is it?
He's an artist. He's a rapper. But all of, like, recently he's been not reaching out to me, but, like, kind of, like, trying
to. He wants your power. He wants your power.
Yeah.
He doesn't have your power. He wants it. Because we've taken people like Young Jeezy and Lil Boosie and Fortune and Trap Queen and Fetty Wap and ridiculous things and made them just over the top that nobody even knows them. I mean, they're billionaires and no one even knows who they are. So he knows you have access to that source. So if you tap him, he wins. And that's what he wants.
So I don't.
And you,
so you're saying
you may if you won't, but. No, we didn't say that. We didn't say that.
Okay.
You fuck who you want to fuck. Make them be steel.
Okay, I feel that.
So it's all right, but just know what he's after. See them. You know negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
And if that suits you, then fine. If you're gonna put him, if you're getting a posse, you got to put him in the stable.
Oh, like that's good. I get that. All right.
Damn it, man.
Appreciate that, Aya.
Okay,
you
wanna
ask
so my
question?
Turn.
Yeah,
okay, let's talk about your meat sack, Bonnie.
No. We got other people.
We have two questions.
Come on, Bob.
Just
one question, Bob, please.
We'll make it one question, two parts. Have you noticed any weight changes in your body? And how about your skeletal structure size? Do your clothes fit funny lately?
Clothes fit funnier lately? Not really. They're a little snugger. They're a little fitted more. They're more fitted.
That's the point. Okay. That's good. Okay, goodbye.
All right, Ian, I appreciate you taking the time. Bob, Carolyn, thank you guys so much for letting us get on and speak again.
Get your damn clothes on. Run around here strap buck naked. People, the neighbors will start talking.
I think they're talking already. They always see us naked. Ian, my name comes on the chat. On the chat right now from last night, but that I didn't.
Yeah.
Not I don't remember.
It is. It is you and you and you. Yeah.
That's funny because I think I was asleep at that time, but that's funny. I saw my
your
name
link.
Right now, I said,
the Saint Germain. The Saint Germain is linked into all the shows. They reference it in Versailles and Dimitri. They reference it in all of them.
All the Saint Germain. Everything's about Saint Germain.
In those shows. Yeah.
Okay, as I surveil all the people here, there's some new rules. You guys are all in a band, but most of you are not coming to rehearsals on Tuesday or staying after.
Well, they're afraid
night.
They're afraid they'll have to listen to 99 Hours of Zappa. You can't really hold that against them, Bob.
People are in the band. You're missing your rehearsals. And we let new people on immediately because we're always open for auditioning.
Cha hasn't been, she can go. She's been in rehearsal.
If people have not been coming and enjoying us, if you notice, who gets asked every week to speak? The people who come and talk after Ion leaves Saturday night. So you're going to have to adjust your schedule to get access to Ion. Unfortunately, you're going to have to start participating and coming to the rehearsals. So who has
And we have to keep coming later, and we have to keep coming later and later and later because DAPA runs over, and we have less and less time to talk to people. So sooner or later, with the law of diminishing returns, there'll be nobody left that can come to rehearsals and nobody can talk. So we'll be out of a job. Well, good for you, Bob. That's great. That's
you
what
never
we
got,
wanted all
you never
about.
Got behind.
Everybody
you never got
10.
Behind. I
Everybody.
Started an hour earlier, and I'm going an hour later than usual. Okay,
well,
so
okay.
I'm accommodating
10 to 12
Zappa
is
not
going to
be played for indefinite weeks. It's just a few more weeks. So clam up
in
line.
So it's ending.
Bend over.
Okay, it's ending. It's ending.
Over.
Okay, good. Whew. Okay, give us a nice
okay,
coffee enema.
Okay, go ahead, Bart.
We'll feel better. Give us a nice coffee enema. We'll feel better.
All right, go ahead, Bart.
I didn't know whether or not I had shown up
job.
Or not.
You're doing
a great
job.
You got 10 minutes, Bart. You got 10 minutes maximum.
You're doing a great job.
So, Ion, if we go down the list of the shows that you said Saint Germain was referenced on or represented in, if I could try to guess which character they were.
No, don't worry about the character. Sometimes it's just a reference to Saint Germain, the place. Saint-Martin, Saint-Germain, sometimes it's bringing you back to that point. It's a juxtaposable point of position. That's all it is. It's just a getting place. The significant thing is that you're checking the goober snatch all through the week, all the time, and making responses and repose. And that's very critical because, like we said, there's always a quiz. And you are always on point. And look what's happening now. You're able to answer the questions and put them on the goober check before you go.
Yeah, I guess there's something to that.
what's the first topic, Bart? What have we talked about so far?
Saint Germain represented
him,
in the TV shows.
Him checking the goober snatch all through the week, several times a day, and making posts and responses for tons of information for the people who actually care about what goes on here, Bob. They can catch up all the time. It's pretty wonderful. He's very studious and effective at helping people figure things out.
Hey, Bart, are you posting during the week?
I am. I'm responding to when Ion pops up, I'm posting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you better
but you
know
go on there
it.
Wednesday
all through the week.
When Ion is not there, do you go and look and see what people have asked? Or
no,
said?
No. We're there every day, Bob. We're on every day.
Yeah, I found that this show never ends.
That's right. It loops. Bob, we're trying to get the money's worth. Trying to get you money's worth, Bob. We're working hard for you, Bob.
All right, good.
And I did email you one time, Bob, to let you know that was the case.
He doesn't like emails. Do not email him anymore. He has a reason.
All right, well.
He doesn't care for them. So stop it. Don't email him anymore.
Yeah.
He doesn't appreciate it. It just makes he just crowds when he sends himself emails. He doesn't look at those either. So you don't have to email him anymore. It's all done. That's all closed. Good. Move on.
Now, Saint Germain is represented in some form in these shows, so there's a common thread there.
Yes.
Yes.
You're preparing the way for Nassara, which will be your next news flash.
Is that something that comes out of the what you call the Constitutional Convention?
No, that'll happen a little before. Now, it may affect the Constitutional Convention. It may scurry it along. So, yeah, that's possible. But, see, there's going to be enough money to pay it once they repatriate all the outside monies in and then take them. They'll have plenty of money to take care of it. So it'll all be good. That's when it'll be drops all the time. Then Liza Minnelli's song will come true.
And which song will come true?
Liza Minnelli's song.
Which song is that?
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around.
With this Nassara funding, you mentioned to Bob at some point that there would be enough money provided to pay off the national debt. Is that?
Also.
Also. Okay, so there will be money in addition. You've also said that money is debt, though, so does that, that doesn't serve...
Sure, that they cancel each other out. They cancel each other. Oh, we're not trying to save you. You're already fine. You're doing fine. You're trying to negotiate. President Trump isn't here for you, darling. You got you. He's trying to get everybody else straightened out. So you got somebody's going to have to. Y'all don't want to dig the fucking grave for all these dead people, do you?
No.
Well, let the little people dig the grave. We'll keep them. Carolyn will patch up enough of the sick ones to dig the grave so the last one will get covered up.
Yeah.
That's fine. Or wash them out to sea. The manatees need something to eat.
There's a question that I had sort of developed with regard to that. If there is enough funds to sort of pay off that debt and it makes sort of money abundant, is that the way you'd say it? It makes money abundant?
No, it makes it obsolete. Because when there's no debt, there's no money.
Yeah.
Well, when there's no debt, there's no money. So then that's all good.
Is that obsolescence directly tied to the... the cessation of the false premise of time, when time shall be no more. Are they
correct? Because then, so time deposits would be eradicated. Good.
You said that you don't do dates, but you're doing this one, and that made me think of a statement that Bob made, which is when
I this is the only time this ever happened before you've gone past, present, future, in and out, up and down, everything a rabbit tooth and stump. This has never happened one time ever, ever, ever before. Never.
Yeah.
In all of time, space. So
and you would call this
never occurred. This is our first time. So it's a first timer.
First timer heralding a second comer?
A voracious comer.
Would you call that a season or a marker or both?
Well, see, darling, the farmers have already sold their chits, so the farmers won't be getting any money, Gene. They already sold their souls to the devil. They weren't using it, so the farmers won't get the money.
Are you making a reference to those that have gathered, or?
No, no. She's confusing the Nassara of the ridiculous Howard Buffett fans of getting the St. Germain Nassara money. They've sold all their chips. They don't have the chips. It won't be coming to them.
Okay, Gene is making a connection between the farmers and American people.
And that would be inappropriate.
Inappropriate.
Yeah, it's not going to the American people.
Is this tied into the resurrection morning flash, or are they happening a little off of each other, a little out of...
Maybe. Maybe it's a swing. Maybe it's a swing shift, both and sort of as and equal to.
For example, when you said that time shall be no more didn't mean that the earth would end. It just meant people would throw their clocks out.
Right. Heaven came down and glory fills your soul.
And that would prompt me to throw my clock out?
You won't need a clock. You won't care what time it is. You live your life. Some people get rid of their watches now. They live their life in such a way they don't care what time it is. Bob would know what time it was if he was on fire. He can't even conceive. Do you understand it takes him 5 months to get over daylight savings time that he doesn't even participate in?
Right. Like Dirk Gently says, I can spend all day and not even notice.
Mm-hmm.
There was a statement that you had made Bob had asked. He said, so we're retrieving Egyptian powers through the Pharaoh of Trump, and you responded codes and symbols.
Mm-hmm. Do.
Would you provide maybe one application of the codes and symbols?
Yeah. The National Economic Security and Recovery Act.
And codes and symbols come into play there.
That's what Nassara is a code for.
And is this something that would occur around this midpoint, this point of alignment?
Dun, dun, dun. Green giant.
Now, last time I asked you about that, you said it had to do with green drink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, ho, ho, ho.
But green also could represent money. I don't care about the timing.
I mean, you're reaching. Yeah, you're reaching. So yeah. Good. Move on. You only got minutes left. We took one of your minutes when we were answering Jean's question. That comes off of her ticket.
Is there something else that we would note or that I might note empirically around this alignment?
Yeah. The world will change.
But it has been already. Is there something...
It's begun. Its essence is. Its essence is.
You said that we should watch the entire season of Versailles, and I did that.
Yeah. It's a bitch how she died at the end, isn't it?
Yes, that was the king's lover.
That was the Duke of Orleans' wife.
And you said that Orleans was a house that went against Dobbstown.
It did. It did. Those fucking Habsburgs. Bob's still talking about it. It's in his chart.
The Habsburgs and the Medicis, right?
So it goes.
Now, you said that there is a there's another Georgia in Russia, so and you said that it was made that way.
Yep.
Is there a Russian house that comes into play?
You'll see. It connects. The dots connect.
Is it the House of Romanov?
We'll just give it a yes.
There was a statement in the OA or that the OA made said something to the effect that you don't know something until the body knows it.
That's right. We can tell you stuff, but you don't have it till the body knows it. That's right.
Okay.
You don't know digestion. We can talk about digestion till Jesus comes, but until you have a good poop, you don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, I was experiencing some what I call burning in the belly earlier this week. Do you have anything to say about that?
We said 174,000 words regarding burning in the belly.
It came on by itself without me being on the call here, and it's happened usually on the call, but now it happened off the call.
You've been engaging through the week. We've been engaging with you through the week. How does it always hook up that you're there and we're there and they're there and you're there and that connection, the beckoning is what's called, the gleaming.
And you said that that moves into something else. Does it just become absorbed or calmed or?
Well, that apparently is up to you because you don't know it till your body knows it.
All right. Well, I'm letting it be, but I'm
your
enjoying
word.
It.
It's your words. It's your words.
The Restructure 2 that I just opened, it seems much thicker and richer and better tasting than the last
it
one.
Is.
Okay.
It is.
Does it change sort of like the drops from generation to generation?
The smaller it comes, the more luxurious and lush it'll be. The smaller it becomes, the more luxurious and rich it will be.
Okay,
and,
thanks, Bert. Excellent,
okay.
Bert. I got to go on to some other people.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
Yeah. Are you there, Gene?
I am. I am, thank
you. Have any questions for Ion?
Just a few. Ion, Revelation, I want to start with Revelation. Is this the second war in heaven that we're seeing?
No, this is the completion of the first war. Second war is coming.
So the first war is between the angels?
Yeah, this is the one we're talking about. That's why you are in the soup.
What's the second war, Gene, between man and the angels?
Well, let me ask a couple more, and maybe it'll trigger your memory.
Good luck with that.
Does that mean that the devil and his angels have not yet been cast down to earth?
No, they aren't. The war was in earth. The war in heaven, what's bound on earth is bound in heaven, and vice versa.
Okay,
so that war,
up,
it's
I
not, they were cast, no. They were cast down, but that's not the end of the war. They were just cast to earth, but that didn't end the war. They're still fighting.
Okay, so they were cast down before.
That's the whole
the
point.
End
that's
the
whole
war,
point of the fall of man. That's the whole point of the fall of man. The fall of man is supposed to choose to come back to God without any benefit. To choose freely. And that's the proof of the end of the first war.
the proof of the end of the first war is when man chooses freely?
No, when man ascends, when men come back to God.
That's the end of the first war in heaven.
Correct. Mm-hmm. See, you're going from Revelation to Genesee, not the other way around.
Right.
So what's the end of the first war, Gene?
When you ascend.
When we ascend, Bob.
And what's the second war?
Well, the second war is heaven. What's bound in heaven is bound in earth. The second war in heaven is on earth. Okay, Ion, you mentioned Nisara. Are you referring to the actual proposal by Harvey Francis Bernard?
No, it's a little different than that. Now, there's components of that where it will do, there will be a flat tax, there will be a this, there's that, blah, 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 blah. It'll be the things that kings receive. Because you got to realize none of that's going to affect you. It's all going to proceed. Gods don't pay taxes. Remember?
Right. Yeah.
So there are elements. There's elements of that that'll be applied, but it won't have anything to do with you all. Well, most of you all.
So is that during the second war?
They'll merge. They'll merge. No, they'll merge. They'll merge.
What's the second war, Gene?
That's when they go after you, Bob, the dark soul.
Has that started yet, Ion?
No, not yet. Not yet. That's why you're able to lollygag around and let fucking strange people in your house and run around town and get picked off by snipers and let the bullets go through you and just go jump on fucking airplanes just because you think you want to fly and all that crazy stuff, walking into crowded places and going to public houses and walking to the beach where anybody can fucking blow you up. And, yeah, that's all fixing to be over with. So, yeah, that's good.
Okay, well, Ion, you've been saying, you know, or you said that the people from hell have returned and that's why there's so much violence and going on in the earth and people.
Well, they're mad. People don't realize. Some people don't know that the word is a bird. Some people don't know that. Some people don't know, so they have no choice. They have no choice. They'll eat, drink, and be merry, because today you certainly shall die. So blow it up. What the hell? That's why all these drugs, you're making all these crazy, the propofol and all these crazy drugs, you mix them with heroin, and you just bang it out, and you still don't die. You're still eternal. But now they get into where they're starting to thin it out just a little bit, and it's good, because we knew it would. It's all good. Blow it up, baby.
Okay, thanks a lot, Gene. Very good, Gene. Is it second war in heaven or of heaven?
No, second war is in heaven. Second war, heaven is earth and earth is heaven. They're the same thing, Bob. When the kingdoms merge, the battleground's right here. Remember Armageddon, Megiddo, the valley?
Is it the second war of heaven or in heaven?
They're both the same. Of and in is the same. Of Habsburg and in Habsburg. Yes, they're both the same.
Okay, I think this is Mark 619. You got one question, Mark. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Bob. Ion, does Trump know about the Resolute Desk, the power of it?
He does. He certainly does. He's the memo. We got the memo. We compelled it. We got it hooked up.
Okay, that didn't have anything to do... That didn't have anything to do with the secret that Obama supposedly told him.
Fuck no, he didn't have a clue. No, it all reconnected when our Lord Winston Churchill came back to the White House. That's why got it connected back up.
Okay.
Remember, it was, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because we're running out of time, Bob said one question. Bob, I'm going to call in on Tuesday's show. And share with you my experience at Lappert's.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
You got to call in Tuesday, Saturday. Nobody gets to ask Ion stuff unless they start participating in the discussion among the so-called Ionic community after Ion's gone. Make up bullshit.
Yeah.
That's what's funny, though, is when the show is over and we leave, Bob goes to bed. So it's kind of funny that Bob doesn't get to ask questions either, because he has to go to bed. So he gets bumped, too. So that's what happens. So good for Bob.
Yeah. I'll start going to rehearsal.
Another one?
Is Trump fully briefed on everything going on in Antarctica?
Well, not everything, because they don't even know everything yet. We haven't let all that out. Bob said we got to be very, we have to stage this. We can't let it all go at once. But we're going to get all that ice out of the way. Don't you worry about that.
And I'm understanding that there may be pyramids up in Alaska, too.
There are. That's why now it's on the way. We're going to turn it. That's why Bob doesn't know which way the wind's blowing, because it's going to be spun a bit.
Okay, great. You can
northern exposure then.
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mark.
Thanks, Bob. Bye.
You're welcome.
That's
okay,
a good question,
go
Bob.
Ahead,
that's a good question. Hey, Cha.
Yep. Hi there. I've got some very nasty questions, Ian.
Oh, darling, but your Yorkshire pudding recipe was delightful. It was wonderful.
Oh, I'm so glad. I hope it will be delicious. The first thing is unpleasant United Nations. David Icke says United Nations former Agenda 21 is about the 99% being sent to camps as food for the reptilians who need human blood to survive. Is this true?
Well, yes, darling, a whole lot of people are going to transcend. If they don't ascend, they're going to transcend. Now, he's off the beat just a little bit because God don't want
does transcend mean transition? What are you saying transcend for?
Yes, because that's
transcend,
what it is.
From now on, transcendent means transition, and it always meant that?
It did. It's like transubstantiation.
Okay. So a lot of people are going to die.
And they're going to die anyway. So, and they're going to choose. And they're still eternal. And it's not ugly. And Icky Icky has said a bunch of damn words, but that doesn't mean anything. But the Valley of Megiddo is going to flow with the blood up to the first, second hand with the bridle coming down from the bit. That's how deep the blood's going to be in the Valley of Megiddo. That is. And wherever that blood comes from, it's not to drink, darling. It's to waste. You either have God blood type or you don't. And you either ascend or you don't. And that's what we've been saying since Itch.
And is this what the lady who saw the Sith last payday was referring to?
It was. It was.
Yes.
It was.
And
this isn't bad. This isn't bad. This isn't bad. Because you were saying this is horrible. No, it's actually delicious. Darling, get rid of these lecherous varmen that are running around this earth. The race is being terrible, running around here doing these nasty, terrible things. Let them consume themselves and call it a day. It's so much easier. They're not happy. They're just destroying themselves and what's left of this ridiculous world. But if they could tear this world up, they would have already. So fret ye not. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. For thy redemption draweth nigh.
And the second unpleasant one is United Nations. Is the United Nations the ruler?
Gone. They're gone.
Don't.
They're gone. They're gone. And
the train?
Gone. Done. They're through. They're done. Nikki, she done said, we're here, we're queer, and we're taking names. If you ain't paying your way, you get out. And in about 1 second, only America's going to be left. And Donald's like, well, I just saved about $100 billion. Good job there, Nikki. Come on back. You got that all done. And then we're going to rent out the building because we own that.
Is it true that the geologist, Phil Schneider, was part of the tunnels, the MAC 2 tunnel system under the USA, as reported on YouTube to veterans?
It's a little bit different. Yeah, kind of, sort of, but not quite like that. It's not nefarious the way it's presented.
Oh, good.
But there are vast undergrounds, but it's not nefarious. It's not a terrible thing. It's not a terrible thing. But is there a slip of truth in that? Yes. But there's bigger, better things that come along with that. Because, see, that world becomes a delivery system, which is very wonderful. Do you remember we talked tremendously about Kinder Morgan? That's the most huge thing that's ever gone on. And they control more underground space and right-of-ways than anyone else. Very key.
Gosh. The third unpleasant one is wholesale slaughter. In Jupiter Ascending, people on planets were harvested en masse as superfood for the rulers. Is the planet Auschwitz
we're not eating. The Auschwitz that we refer to is that, but it's not to eat. You don't want them people to eat. You just want them to get in the ground. Just get off the earth. Be God or get out. So everybody's eternal. Everybody is eternal. They're eternal either way. So this dying off business is not a separation. It's just that you're not God. If you're not God, then you got to get out. And now you've had every, you were God, you separated yourself, you're still eternal, but now's the time to come on back to God or get on with it. Get out.
Good. Bye-bye. So it's not going to be Soylent Green food.
No, never. No. Then, yucky, because you all don't taste very well.
No, disgusting. Then unpleasant, David Icke, reptilian. Do the eyes turn black for both reptilian and psychopaths? Is this true, yes or no?
No.
Are psychopaths reptilians, yes or no?
No.
If a previous lover was a reptilian, would coitus drain non-physical energy?
No, it would not. Actually, the reptiles asymmetrically give energy. It becomes a mirror back to itself. It actually makes you stronger, actually. That's why them lizard lovers are, the lot lizards are the most favorite of all.
Was I ever involved with a reptilian?
No, you were not.
Good.
The courtesan tried to give you one, but no.
Unpleasant, David Icke horrors. The horror of cannibalism and murder of children and adults by prominent rulers for their enjoyment. Is this part of the contrast?
No, darling. He's just coming up with this bullshit, chit-chat, talk-talk. We're trying to say that things are going a certain way. None of that applies. If he would just turn right back around and say, come on, God, ascend, and leave all that other bullshit out. Everybody go to bed a lot happier, because all it does is spoil your dinner, and it's ridiculous.
It does.
It's not good at all.
Another one, unpleasant, David Icke, the woman Kathy O'Brien.
Do you want us to smote him? We got rid of Chris Story for Bob.
No,
it don't
no.
scare us at all.
No,
that
no.
world news and we're gone. We can wipe it out. We're like a bad habit. It ain't no trouble. Let us
but
know.
Is it true that some members of the royal family have bloodthirsty habits?
No. They are the hemophiliacs, but that's a royal disease.
So her stories about presiding over rituals, are they correct?
No. That's not true.
Okay.
But that's what the mistletoe, the oil of mistletoe is about. It keeps those things straight sated. It keeps those urges sated. Now, they're wild because you're God. You can do all kinds of stuff. Let's talk about you, honey. We can tell them what you do. You're kind of wide open, too.
Unpleasant creators. Is this why Jesus was apparently very gentle and turned the other cheek as he was so, or they were so powerful that any honest response from them could cause great devastation?
Not so much. He was kind of into the sadomas kind of thing. They'd pop him on one side of his bum, and he'd turn the other cheek and let him pop him on the other one. He was a giddy one, that one. It's sort of into the Marquis de Sade kind of thing a little bit. He'd jack it up on the weekend, though, just saying.
I wonder third if Jesus. The three Jesus had different meat sack bodies, and if some of those
they did.
Extra bodies are
they
still
did.
Alive.
Okay, that's it.
They
thanks,
did.
Job.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, everybody. See you in
rehearsal. We adore you, darling. Stay out of Icky. You'll be better off.
Thank you.
Yeah, that guy's an idiot. Fucking idiot.